880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Freed on Business. We are going to have a super show for you. We got Juan right in the control room. We got Johnny tweeting in the other room. We've got some super guests. We've got Terry Stiles, a real estate icon here in South Florida. We're going to talk about how he's looking in other markets and looking at new opportunities. We're going to talk commercial real estate in the Southeast. We'll have a full half hour with Terry. So get together and get ready to listen to that. Overall, the market is warming up here in South Florida. It's warming up around the Southeast. We'll talk about that with Terry. Then we'll talk office market with Brian Gale from Taylor & Mathis. And then at 5:40, we're going to have Dr. Sergio Guerrero back on the show. We're going to discuss hearing loss and the impact it has on people in the workplace. Today, the stock market has started its rally because people are beginning to think that the government is finally taking my advice and getting together to find a path off the fiscal cliff. Another topic in the news is that Jeff Zucker has just taken over at CNN as programming head and says that they need new shows. Hey, Jeff, give my agent a call. Now, another thing that's been going on is that real estate has been starting to bubble. We're getting calls right now from people all over the country looking at real estate in South Florida. We're seeing incredible demands for capital, incredible demands for real estate projects. There aren't a lot of projects, but there are a lot of dollars out there seeking them. That means the guys that have the deals and the ladies that have the deals are in the driver's seat. It's a good time to be in real estate. Did I just say that? Pinch me. I can't believe it, but I think it's actually true. It's time to get back into real estate. So start getting your licenses warmed up and make sure you stick with us because we're going to talk in the next couple of segments about that. And I hope you got a chance to hear the traffic report early so you know what's coming at you when you're on the road. When you're on the road, stick with us. We're going to make sure you have a fun time and have something that you learn as well. Back after this one. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out my friends at Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Creating the home field advantage is very important to Miami Dolphins head coach Joe Philbin.
It's always good to have the support of your fans, you know, especially in the fourth quarter in a tight game.
Create the home field advantage for your Miami Dolphins.
It's a loud stadium. I think it's a great atmosphere, and we're real grateful to the support of our fans.
Be there to make the difference between winning and losing. Our home field advantage starts with you. Four home games remain. Get your tickets now at Dolphins.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222, retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
That's right. We're back with Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business. Juan, thanks for piloting us back. We've got Terry Stiles. He's the chairman and chief executive officer of the Stiles Corporation. Reputation, performance, integrity, quality, those are all words that are associated with Terry. Terry's been at the helm of the multifaceted organization since 1971. The once small residential company originally formed by his dad, Howard Stiles, in 1951, has seen tremendous growth under Terry's direction. Headquartered in Terry's hometown of Fort Lauderdale, he's grown a full-service real estate company to one of the largest in the Southeast with well over 30 million square feet completed. Mr. Stiles has a 300-person strong organization that has garnered numerous awards for development and construction projects, including mixed-use, office, residential, retail, build-to-suits, master plan, mixed use. My gosh, Terry, there's just too much for me to read. I'm just going to bring Terry on. We're going to talk for the next half hour about commercial real estate. Thank you for joining me, my good friend, Terry Stiles.
Jim, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here today. And as you said when we started, it's a great time, I think, to be back in the real estate game.
Oh, yeah. The real estate game is happening. And for the people that have been able to stick it out, it's been something very, very terrific. The real estate game here in the state of Florida has been just starting to happen. And I am hoping that we are just in the beginning of the upward cycle. And I'm hoping that not too many people get the message, because I don't want the market to get overheated.
Well, I think that's a concern in some of the segments of what's going on today. And I do believe we've got some uncertainty with our government today, and hopefully this fiscal cliff will be fixed and we can go forward. But right now there is some question about that. But I think once we get past this, we're going to be in a great atmosphere for real estate.
Well, I think that one of the things that we have to realize is that the population continued to grow. Real estate kind of stagnated. I think that in some cases it's very easy to see where the market growth has surpassed the actual supply. No one thought, for instance, that we would see a filling up of the condos in Brickell and downtown Miami, and we're seeing new development in that segment because those things have filled up and they're seeing tremendous rent growth.
Well, I think it's been a good example of what you're saying here is that with new startup condos, which nobody would have thought we would have somebody starting condos in Dade County. The multifamily market today is absolutely on fire. It's probably the hottest product type in the industry. Some of these seasoned apartment complexes are selling at cap rates that people don't believe. Some of them are even sub-5. So you're seeing a flight of capital into the first-tier cities buying some of the trophy assets, and it's starting to have people look at other parts of the market as well as other areas for multifamily, but it's a heated up segment of the real estate world right now.
Well, a lot of people have thought that multifamily would lead the way out and that office would be a little bit slow, but when I look at Brickell Avenue, it seems as like Brickell Avenue is starting to heat up as well. We'll talk a little bit more about that with Brian Gale in our second half hour, but what are you seeing with office, Terry?
Well, I think Dade County is leading the way. If you follow the real estate cycles, you know, we're starting to come out of the recession. You're starting to see that there hasn't been new office built. Dade County had some new product type, right? Broward County hasn't really had a new office in a couple of years. But you're starting to see that fill up. You're starting to see the Class A market be tight in both Broward and in Dade County. And so I think you'll start seeing some new office product at least hitting the drawing boards, and you'll see new product in the next 24 to 36 months.
Now, how about build-to-suit? I know that the Stiles Corporation does a lot of custom building. I know you guys did the Sun Life Stadium expansion and rehab and stuff like that. Are you doing some other public-private type stuff, other mixed use? What other stuff is Stiles Construction doing?
Today we've got a 321-unit multifamily project in Plantation at I-595 and University Drive. We're doing the Broward County Courthouse parking garage as a public project. We just finished the City of Sunrise's public safety complex, which is a gold-certified LEED project. We just broke into some new markets. We're doing a 312-unit Class A rental apartment building in the Gulch in Nashville. And we just recently announced that we're going into Charlotte with Publix. We're the first developers to take Publix into Charlotte with three approved projects there, and hopefully we'll continue on that process.
Wow, that sounds like there's growth in the real estate market then, and there's if you've got a solid project, there must be capital.
There's capital for good projects, and they've got to be well-sponsored. There's not too many spec projects with the exception of multifamily, but as far as well-sponsored, well-anchored retail, you're seeing that going forward. Your Tier 1 retailers are moving, so you're starting to see some action there. It's all infill, though. I mean, because of the fact that there's not new subdivision growth, you're not seeing the old, let's follow the subdivisions track to build a neighborhood 10-acre site for a Publix or for a Winn-Dixie or something of that nature. So you have to go to the infill sites to find out where they're not at and identify those locations, and which is sometimes very difficult because you may be going in an area that requires some zoning changes and different governmental aspects to it. So it's a lot more difficult in South Florida today.
Well, so I think it's a lot more difficult in all the markets. You're entering these new markets, but if you want to do an urban deal in Charlotte, you're probably going to need to combine uses to be able to pay the freight on the land as well, I'd imagine.
Well, that's exactly right. When we went to Charlotte, we thought it'd be some more suburban type of centers for Publix, but what we found is the locations that they wanted to be in with the demographics that they focus on. It's really redevelopment play with, it's almost an urban scenario with parking either below or on top of the centers. So it's a little bit harder than you think it would be. So it's your true second-tier cities are pretty well tight. And so the development process isn't as easy as you think it is.
Well, I know that they did. They really spun the world on their head when they went into Atlanta with some of those deals they did in Buckhead. And I'm sure that those are the kind of things that you'll be looking to replicate up in Charlotte and some of the other urban locations.
We're hoping so. We hope so.
Now, we talked retail, we talked multifamily, we talked build-to-suit, we talked office. How about industrial? What's been going on in industrial? I know you've really cut a big swath in industrial, too.
Well, the industrial market's kind of interesting because it's being fueled by what everybody's hoping for with the Panama Canal expansion. In 2014, the new Panama Canal, which will accept the Panamax freighters, which are the mega freighters, will be hitting our ports on east and west coast of Florida. Everybody's vying for that work. Dade County or Miami, the Port of Miami, has got their fundings to deepen and widen their harbor. Fort Lauderdale's in the queue to get their funding in Jacksonville. And what everybody's hoping is that with that event, that the freight category or the cargo category will increase, and therefore distribution warehouses will be in vogue. And all of a sudden, you're starting to see some of the guys, some of the REITs that are buying property in anticipation of this growth. The FEC's also made a commitment to our port to put a intermodal cargo transfer facility there, which will enhance the cargo, the efficiency of the cargo in our area, which again will help our real estate because we got to service the needs of that cargo.
Yeah, it sounds to me like if you can be the efficient port, the place that provides the best service for the logistical requirements of the industry, that you'll have a lead. And I know that there's a lot of ports that are deepening themselves, but not everybody has all of the advantages that you need.
That's correct. And I gotta say, Port Everglades is out front. They're doing a new turning basin, which will allow us to have five new berths. They're bringing new gantry cranes, which allows us to service the Panamax post-Panamax ships. They are in the queue for the deepening and widening, but and the FEC's intermodal cargo transfer facility is going to make Port Everglades a very efficient port.
Well, we're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, I'm going to ask Terry about the different markets that he's in Florida, what the different recovery statuses of those markets are, and his overall investment strategy going forward to take advantage of the coming real estate uptick. We'll be right back after this short message with more Freed on Business.
Go on, take the money and run. Go on.
Hey, everybody, I'm sure you can agree that watching the Dolphins beat the Seattle team last week at Sun Life Stadium was absolutely fabulous. The last-minute victory was absolutely awesome. And I was there, and so were a bunch of my friends. We were part of making that the home field advantage. You need to be there this weekend when Tom Brady and the Pats come to town to make that stadium rock. Join me as we make the Sun Life Stadium a home field advantage for the Miami Dolphins, just the way Coach Philbin asked us to. Be there. Go to Dolphins.com and buy your tickets, or go to 1-888-FINS-TICKS now. Get your tickets.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm looking for a few good partners. I invest equity with operating partners. If you have real estate transactions and need debt or equity, give me a call at 305-854-5000, extension 222. Retail, apartments, land, office, hotel, and healthcare. We are seeking operating partners in all product sectors and in locations throughout the southeastern United States. Again, call me at 305-854-5000, extension 222.
America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. For many businesses, the effects are felt almost daily with reduced cash flow while fielding calls from creditors, collection agencies, or attorneys. True North Financial is there to stop the calls and get your business back on track. True North Financial has helped many good companies just like yours professionally negotiate with creditors, vendors, and suppliers to restructure your debt obligations, resolve collection lawsuits, eliminate liens, levies, and garnishments, as well as resolve federal and state tax issues. True North Financial can also help you find business funding options for your business. Make the right decision today and call True North Financial at 800-354-1176 for your free analysis. Don't let your business flounder into bankruptcy. Call 800-354-1176. That's 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. 800-354-1176. Or VendorDebt.com today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, we're back, and like the guy said, this is Jim Freed. We're here with Freed on Business. We're here with my good friend Terry Stiles, and I'm sorry that you guys had to be at break while Terry and I were capitalizing a bunch of deals together, but we're now back. I promised we'd talk about some of the other markets. Terry, I know that each market recovers at a different time for a different product type, so you guys are located in the markets in Orlando, Tampa, Fort Myers, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Miami, all over South Florida and Central Florida. And maybe you could tell us what some of the better markets are to be in as far as product type. Maybe it's different market by market.
Well, I would say the South Florida is definitely the hottest spot in Florida. The investment dollars that are chasing deals in Dade County and Broward County, it's just phenomenal right now. But I think the cap rates are getting so compressed that they're starting to look at other areas of our state. We are definitely well ahead of Orlando and Tampa as far as recovery in the office market. Multifamily seems to be strong almost everywhere you go. And so, again, South Florida is the leader there. But you are seeing some quality projects being developed in Orlando, followed by probably Jacksonville and then Tampa.
Well, you know, and then we were talking about retail. Retail's rolling out. I know that Publix has been a very active developer here in town, and they're expanding into new markets. You mentioned the Carolinas, so you're working with them out of state. How did you select that you wanted to go out of state, Terry?
We actually were hoping to follow our client.
And, okay.
We were fortunate enough to have a relationship with Publix, and we kind of took the initiative to go find some sites that we felt like they would be looking at that area, and therefore, once they made the commitment, we were prepared to show them the sites that we tied up. So,
well, so then I guess a high five goes out to your retail development guys like Bob Breslau.
Yeah, Bob's been amazing. He and our Charlotte team, which is, we think, been incredible, surveyed that market, the demographics, and the charts that we put together for our client, I think was made it very easy to make the decision as to the correct locations, and therefore we were able to open up into that market with three projects.
Well, it sounds terrific, and it sounds like there's a real lesson in there, which is proactive thinking like your client leads to very good business development efforts.
Well, we're hoping to stay ahead of the curve, and sometimes it's tough, though.
Oh, it's never easy, and I know that there's a lot of people chomping at the bit for that kind of business. Now, you've got some office and industrial tenants. Are you doing some build-to-suits outside of retail right now?
Well, you know, we were doing some build-to-suit retail. We built West Marine a year and a half ago. That's one of our build-to-suits. We did the AutoNation corporate headquarters building in downtown Fort Lauderdale about a year and a half ago.
Excellent.
But the build-to-suit has been a little quiet because I think we got the economy.
Yeah, the economy, but I think that hopefully we'll start seeing a pickup because I know we're already seeing a pickup in the new store requirements for some of the anchor tenants in retail, and as that picks up, we'll start to see hopefully some of these, even if they're infill shopping centers, maybe it's in the 75 to 105, 120,000 range. I think when you get above that, it may be a little bit too much of what I call pro forma space.
Right. Yeah, I think you have to be very cautious of the amount of local retail that you put in with your anchored retail. So it's kind of, it's still a cautious scenario with the economy, though.
Now, we know that you're doing residential. We know that you're doing retail, public, private. What's one of the more interesting projects that you have going that you can talk about?
I would say our One Plantation project, which is a joint venture with Prudential.
Well, tell me about that.
It should. It's a 321-unit luxury apartment building right at the interstate of or interchange of I-595 and University Drive. As well as we've taken the old center that the property connects to, and we're relocating.
The old fountains, is that it?
No, it's at One University Shops.
Okay, okay,
right. Where McDonald's was.
Okay, sure, where the McDonald's and the, okay, I know.
We're relocating McDonald's to the front of the property. We're redesigning the entire center and putting new tenants. And it's all going to be in the same architecture that matches the One Plantation apartment. So it'll be a true true multi-phase project with retail. You can walk to the residential. You can walk to the restaurants. And it's a true 24-hour little area, which is part of their Midtown Plantation.
No, it's a great location. I know that I tried to do a deal out there behind the fountains many years ago that eventually got done by somebody else. But I just absolutely love that location, Central Broward. You can go get a quick autograph during training camp occasionally and close to education, shopping, easy in and easy out of your jobs. Regional location. Sounds like a home run. You doing that with Jim Mahalzo, my good friend up there?
Yeah,
at
we are.
Yes,
we are.
High five to Jim Mahalzo for that.
He's been a great partner.
Oh, that's terrific.
And we're also looking at other areas, one in Coral Gables for a multifamily project and also one in downtown Fort Lauderdale.
No, you know, I did the one with Gables in Coral Gables. I sold them that site. So if I can help you out, let me know.
Okay. I need some help there.
Well, anytime okay. I can help the Stiles Corporation, I'm going to line up for that. Terry, if people want to get a hold of you, want to learn more about the Stiles Corporation, how do they do that?
I'm sorry?
How do they learn more about the Stiles Corporation? Your website?
They can go to our website, stiles.com, and do that, or give me a call, or get a hold of Bob Breslau or any of the guys that are pretty active in the community here.
Well, that's great. We've got Terry Stiles of the Stiles Corporation. One last thought, Terry. We've talked about the market starting to warm up. With the market on the uptick, what kind of advice can you give for somebody that's looking to start out a career in real estate at this moment?
I think that some of the people that were in the workplace in the real estate world have left. So I think there's going to be opportunities coming. I think the development manager role right now is going to become a premium. I think that good qualified people are going to be in demand. And so therefore, I think you're going to see some opportunities there. So the guys that are coming out of the real estate schools right now, I think they're going to have a real shot at getting a job placed. We're involved with Nova Southeast University, and we did 100% placement of the students last year.
Yeah, I know UF had 100% also. Right. So I think that there's a real good demand for people that want to get in real estate. As always, I want to thank Terry Stiles for joining us. He's a regular guest. We love having him on. We'll look forward to having you on sometime after the first of the year. Terry, thank you so much for joining us.
I enjoyed it. Thank
All
you.
All right. We'll be right back after this short break. We've got Brian Gale teeing up in the background. Get ready, Gator fans. Brian Gale's going to come and talk office after this. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.AskDrFranks.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, this is Jim Fried, and you know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from my friends at Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
And now, WZAB traffic.
In Broward County, crash on I-95 northbound at Southwest 10th Street. This traffic report brought to you by Garmin. Also crash on 595 westbound at Flamingo Road. And in Dade County, crash the Palmetto Expressway southbound of the exit ramp to Bird Road. 95 southbound exit ramp to Northwest 79th Street. Crash along Galloway Road at sunset. A Garmin Nuvia can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. I'm Ed Torrance, and that's your South Florida traffic.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back with our next segment. We're going to have Brian Gale. Brian Gale is the head of Taylor Mathis in the state of Florida. But before we do that, I want to thank again Terry Stiles for joining us in our first half hour. Terry really added a whole lot to the show, talked about the job market, the real estate market, just an overall positive experience. I want to again thank Terry Stiles. And now we've got Brian Gale. He's the principal for Taylor & Mathis here in Florida. He's their senior leasing representative and broker for the state. Over the last few years, Brian's overseen the signing of deals of over 1 million square feet with a value of over $175 million. He's done 3 of the 8 largest office deals ever in the Miami Brickell downtown submarket, totaling over 300,000 square feet. In 2002 and 2007, Brian was named the Broker of the Year by BOMA Greater Miami. From 2004 to 2009, Brian was listed as the number one power broker for South Florida by CoStar based on the number of signed leases and total square footage leased.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I know. It's really long. I met him when we did the...
Nobody cares.
I met him when we did the NAIOP bus tour in the early 90s. Welcome back, my favorite Florida Gator, Brian Gill. How you doing, buddy?
Jimmy, great to be back on your show.
Okay, we're talking Gators at the end because I know what we're going to do there. But let's talk office at the beginning. Brian, run me around Dade and Broward County and maybe even the state of Florida and tell me about some hot markets and what's going on, because if you believe Terry, it's starting to bubble up there.
Well, it was great to hear Terry, and I was listening to him, and obviously he was right, spot on. I mean, Miami-Dade is definitely the hottest submarket in all of Florida. Broward's probably second, but seriously far behind, because Miami-Dade, all the international publicity that it gets, you know, close to Europe and South America, people want to do business here. We've got the second largest concentration of multinational corporations in the United States behind New York. Very, very healthy Miami office market, finally, after the Great Recession.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt that you lease all those great Class A buildings for all your clients either.
We've got a couple B buildings in there, too. You know, we're equal opportunity leasers.
Now, tell me, Brian, if I'm a tenant in today's market and I'm in the financial services business and I want to be somewhere around downtown and I don't want to rent a condo to live in, let's say, where can I put my office and can I get a decent deal anymore? Or are they all gone?
It's transitioned now from a tenant's market probably to equilibrium, starting slightly to a landlord's market. The great deals are over. You know, the year of free rent and the, you know, $60, $70 of tenant improvements, those aren't happening anymore.
I'm not getting the bathroom in my office this time?
No. But, you know, deals are still aggressive. You know, there's still a 19% vacancy in Miami. That's due primarily to the 2 million square feet that was that came online at the end of 2010. But there's still deals, but nowhere near deals like you were getting in 2010.
But I can find a nice Class B space for something I can afford, and it'll still have some pricing. But the Class B space is now what Class A space used to be, no?
Exactly. And you know what's happened is there's a flight to quality. So what's happened is the spread. If you were coming out of a Class B building, okay, and you were in your fifth or your tenth year, and you were paying, let's say, $32, $33 a foot.
In other words, I had rolled up on all my increases over the lease term.
You started at 26, you had 3% annual increases. Now you're up to, let's say, $33, $34. Well, you could move into a Class A building for about the same rate.
New building versus the old new building.
Well, not the brand new ones. The brand new ones are still...
The old new buildings.
Old new, right, old new. The new is still are in the low 40s.
Okay, high five to Alan Ojeda for that.
Well, he did a great job.
I mean, it's the most beautiful building I've ever been in.
Yeah, it's the second most beautiful building I've ever been in besides Wells Fargo Center.
However, love that building as well.
1450 is a great building, and he did a great job leasing that up, and which is great because it takes the competition away from us. We, when I say we, Wells Fargo Center, which is the new building downtown attached to the JW Marriott Marquis.
I was just there for a party and played basketball on that floor during the party.
I actually heard about that. You missed every shot, they said,
which is amazing. That's true. I did miss every shot.
So, but, you know, that building has done a great job leasing up. Wells Fargo, we've got about 5 letters of intent signed for new tenants to move in, and we're excited about that. And
so there's good quality space left in that building or no?
Yeah, I mean, I've got over 300,000 feet contiguous. I mean, you know, it's new construction, 800,000 square foot building, but we've got some space for you, Jimmy, if you're looking.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking. I'm always looking for good space. Now, we talked about downtown. Let's talk about the biggest employment market in Dade County out in Doral. What's going on out there?
Doral's been a very active market. A lot of tenants over the last few years that were either in Gables or Brickell Avenue, where rates were still high for them, plus you have to pay for parking. They were able, you know, a lot of tenants went to that Doral market to save money.
And it's a closer drive to where most of their workers live, I'd imagine.
If you're coming from that west side, Kendall, what have you, absolutely. So I actually have a brand new I have a vacant building.
Which brand new to you?
Brand new to me, but we're completely renovating this entire building. It's a 9250 Doral. It's the largest block of available space out in Doral.
Cool.
It's going through a multi-million dollar renovation as we speak, hope to be done in the next couple months. And for a big user in Doral, it's a great opportunity right on Doral Boulevard.
And it sounds to me like you've got a client that you're working with, a building owner that's willing to put in the money to bring in the tenants so that they can have the right environment when they see the building.
You know, you have to spend money to make money, Jimmy, in any business.
I guess that's true. I know I spend enough to make some, too. Now, let's talk a little bit about, we'll go up one county to Broward. What do you see in downtown Fort Lauderdale?
Broward County is getting better. As Terry mentioned, there hasn't been any new construction there in a while, which is good for Broward County. But, it's the professional services that really make up that downtown market. They are expanding, which is great news for Fort Lauderdale and really for any building that caters to the professional services group. So a lot of those guys are expanding. We're currently working on about 7 or 8 different law firm or CPA firm expansion deals right now. So I see Fort Lauderdale on the horizon as really improving. I probably will see a 10% spike in rents over the next 24 months.
Get your space now.
You got to get your space now. You got to lock in now. I mean, any tenant that doesn't lock into a long term now is foolish because rents are only going up. And you might as well take advantage of it now.
So then the takeaway from this is what you just said. If a tenant is out there, they need space, they see their lease coming up, they better lock in now or they're foolish. That's the takeaway.
If your lease is coming up in the next 2 to 3 years, you're really not in a great position. And you get lucky when your lease expires if it's a tenant's market or a landlord's market. Nobody knows.
You've got that whole delivery thing planned, and you know when everybody's lease expires. I know you, Brian.
Well, we try and track that stuff, but you never really know what the market's going to do in 2 to 3 years. You know, it could be some new construction. You know, something could happen in the market where a big tenant moves out, what have you. So, but anyway, we're seeing a lot of real positive signs. We're very bullish on the market. We are planning on increasing rents across our we have an 11 million square foot portfolio throughout Florida, and we are planning on raising rents pretty much across the board over the next 24 months.
And that's throughout the state of Florida, not just in Southeast Florida.
Right, throughout Florida, from Tampa, Orlando, Palm Beach, all the way down to Miami.
How's the market up in Tampa? What's going on up there?
Tampa's an interesting market. It's just, rents haven't really raised in 15 years, per se. We just built a 300,000 square foot building as a developer, as a fee developer for MetLife, who owns it, for PricewaterhouseCoopers.
Okay.
And beautiful new building. We're under construction right now.
Is it out by Boy Scout up there?
It's on Boy Scout Boulevard, yeah.
See, I lived in Tampa for a while. I know Tampa.
All right. It's all right, Tampa. Tampa's a good market for us. We've been growing in that. Our president of our company is based in Tampa, so it's a high-growth market for us.
Okay, you've got anything going on in Jacksonville that you're looking at, Orlando?
Does anybody have anything going on in Jacksonville?
Maybe the Navy.
Yeah, Jacksonville is
insurance
a tough
companies.
Jacksonville's
healthcare.
I don't know. Jacksonville's a tough market. They just it's so spread out. The rents literally are their Class A rents or our Class B minus rents. And
there's no real institutional Class A stuff that you guys do anyway. How about Orlando? Orlando's got some nice stuff.
Orlando's got some good stuff. We're actually making a play right now in Orlando where we hope to grow in that market over the next couple months.
There.
Yeah. So, Orlando's going to be our biggest growth market. We've got less than, 500,000 square feet in that market. So that's going to be a big growth market for us.
Yeah, we're looking at investing in Orlando, too. We like Orlando as well.
What's not to like? You got Mickey and Minnie and... I hear they're getting divorced. Is that true?
I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm sure there's something daffy involved there. We've only got a minute left, so let's talk about your favorite topic other than how to get in touch with you. What do you think is going to happen in the bowl game this year for the Gators?
I mean, the fact that – don't even get me started on Lane Kiffin. The fact that the guy did not try and kick a field goal down – I'm talking about the Notre Dame-USC game. Obviously, if Notre Dame loses, Florida's in the national championship.
Yes.
And Lane Kiffin's got to score he's got to score 10 points. And he goes for it on fourth down, doesn't get a game over, and we're out of the national championship. So, and he's married to a Gator, for crying out loud.
Well, what can you do? I would have loved the chance to play Nick Saban one more time, but we'll get the chance hopefully next year. Brian, if people want information on Taylor Mathis, how do they get it?
Just go to our website, TaylorMathis.com. You can call me at 305-476-8880. And always great being here with you, Jimmy.
We love
really
you, Brian Gale. We will be right back with our healthcare moment with the folks from U Health. We're going to have our doctor on this week is Sergio Guerrero. He's going to be joining us again. He was great the last time. He'll be great this time. We'll be right back after this short message. It looks like Juan's got the doctor on the phone right now.
We did it.
All right. Remember how great it felt last week when we were beating the Seattle Seahawks and coming back and doing all those great things? Well, join me again this week at Sun Life Stadium because the Dolphins are going to do it again. They are going to blow the top off of the New England Patriots this week. You're going to see them go out there, and because you're out there, they're going to have the home field advantage. Make sure you're part of the Dolphins' home field advantage this week by getting your tickets now at dolphins.com or by calling 1-888 Fins Ticks. Be there. Join me. Be part of the Dolphins' home field advantage.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000 paid out over 48 months. Or the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, I hope you've been enjoying our show. It's been heavy on real estate. Now we're going to go into something that's very heavy. This is a topic that has actually generated more emails to me today than any other topic that we've had on healthcare since we did eating disorders with Lauren Oswalt a couple of months ago. We've got Dr. Sergio Guerrero back. He's with us. He's the assistant director, the assistant professor of, audiology or something. Dr. Guerrero, welcome to the show. We're going to talk about hearing loss in the workplace. And what's the word I can't say?
Otolaryngology.
Okay. Thank you so much for saving me on that. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Guerrero.
Oh, it's great to be back, Jim. When I knew that you were doing this topic, it just it made it all worthwhile to what I do every day. So that this is a great message and a great topic. Thanks for having that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now let's talk a little bit. We know that you've got the audiology department over at UHealth. I was actually over there about a month and a half ago. I was gardening and I reached down to pick up something, and when I stood up, the big branch in the plant went right in my ear, missed my eardrum membrane, I guess, by a millimeter, scratched me up, had to take some drops. But I saw one of your fine doctors up there. He was terrific. A guy from Johns Hopkins, if I recall correctly.
That's fantastic. Did you have your hearing tested also? Because, you know, once you've passed the age of 30, I think it's time to to get that going.
Well, then I think I need to go see you. I'm going to have my wife schedule that, since she runs my life for me in every regard other than my just business part. She's going to schedule me going, because I think I do need to get my hearing tested. What's the stoop when you turn 30? What starts happening, Doc?
Well, as the baby boomer generation is obviously, you know, one of our biggest populations right now, we are seeing a lot more hearing loss in the younger population. And because of the noise exposure and because of all the technology that we embrace, such as the surround sound system, and that we want an incredible amount of sound pumping through those speakers, we end up really essentially hurting our hair cells. And when you bring up the topic of hearing loss in the workplace, Jim, I think that this is probably one of the most important things for people to remember, is that as we're progressing in life, you know, we're no longer at reach a certain retirement age of 62 and we're done. I think life is non-linear now, and people have more careers, more jobs, they go back to school. And something that, you know, your listeners need to really be aware of is the untreated hearing loss has a great effect on patients' employment, people's employment. They are I believe the number is 15% less likely to be promoted because of their hearing loss. They are about 18% less paid less than their hearing counterparts. And think about why that is. You're having this hearing loss. Your boss asks you to say do something, and you come back with something completely different. And I think that these are the things that, you know, people need to understand, that there should not be a stigma of the hearing impairment, just like with glasses, anything else. So we want people to continue this living well. I love your topic, living well with hearing loss, because there is no need today for that not to occur. Today's hearing impaired people have a lot more options than they used to years ago. And I'm in the midst of writing an article about this very thing, and that is living well with hearing loss and why we continue not to live well and continue life the way we remember it.
Yeah, I don't understand why somebody wouldn't want to get their hearing checked. And I can tell you this, is that I remember from the first time I saw it on 60 Minutes, the cochlear implant, to when I saw my friend's young son who was born with a hearing problem. I saw him at the Dolphin game, and now he's 15. And it's amazing. I don't want to say amazing. I would have to say it's gratifying to see the progress that's been made so that this young, brilliant person can be mainstreamed.
Ah, now you just said the right thing. Hearing loss or deafness has no bearing, or has no no relationship with intelligence. You're born, whether you're intelligent or not, I think that goes without say. However, untreated hearing loss prevents you from developing and doing things that your hearing counterpart does. The same thing goes for that deaf child. If a child is born deaf, if you don't implant them at an early age, where at one point, you know, you didn't do this before, before one or two, now we're implanting them, right off the bat, those children become mainstream. They are as intelligent as they would have been had they been hearing, because truly they are hearing. And they become mainstream, they go to college, they become part of society, and they become, they're married, they have children, and you move on with life.
Well, you know, we've only got about 3 minutes left, Doc, and I'd like to really try to get what the main takeaway is, which to me sounds like people need to monitor their hearing the way that they monitor their sight, the way they monitor their weight, the way they monitor their working out. It seems like people need to take into account the fact that hearing is there too, and with the aging rock stars that we see continuously running around, they have hearing problems. If you were in the audience, you might have hearing problems. If you're starting to deteriorate, you better check it out and then do something about it so you don't lose it more. Can people keep their hearing in shape? Is there something they can do to make sure they don't lose it?
We can't prevent hearing loss from continuing, but the research does say that if you don't amplify and stimulate the brain and the auditory cortex, then what starts to happen is if you have a tendency to acquire dementia or Alzheimer's, that the research is showing that those patients, that becomes more aggressive earlier on. And the takeaway from here is this one thing. The negative connotation comes from people who are given a hearing aid and basically said, this is what you got to deal with. This is what you got to move, you know, get used to. That's not the case. Just like a fingerprint is different, hearing loss is different. There are six global manufacturers. All of them are great, but not all of them will help each a specific person. I mean, not one will help them all. That's why people need to please go have your hearing evaluated, but given the opportunity to try different manufacturers, because they have different, like chemistry, they have different sound systems, and our brain has to appreciate it and receive it.
Well, Dr. Sergio Guerrero, thank you so much for joining us. How do they find you at UHealth?
They can find us at UHealth at 305-243-3564 is our otolaryngology audiology hotline, and schedule an appointment to have their hearing evaluated.
And, Doc, I'm sure you saw the email from your friend Stu, who says hello. He's an old friend, and I'm so proud. And like I said, your topic has generated more traffic on our email than anybody else has in quite some time. I want to thank you. We look forward to having you again. Dr. Sergio Guerrero, assistant professor of the word I can't say at the UHealth, but he's the director of the clinical operations for the Division of Audiology. Dr. Guerrero, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks very much.
My pleasure. We'll be right back after this short break with the wrap of the show. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We've had an absolutely great show today. We talked about the real estate market for most of it, and then we talked a little bit about audiology, hearing loss, and stuff like that. I think that you got to realize that your ears, you only have two ears, and when they get damaged, you freak out. I know when I injured my ear, it really blew my mind, and I've already written down to make sure I go down and get my hearing test. I want to thank Terry Stiles for coming and talking about the uptick in the real estate market and the activity. A big takeaway from Terry was that there's equity out there. If you've got a good project and you've got a good sponsor, you can do a deal in today's market. And the other takeaway he had was that the people that are graduating and entering the real estate field are starting to get jobs. There are jobs out there for people in real estate. A lot of people have left the industry. That means it's a new cycle. The grass has been mowed, so to speak, and come on in. There's opportunities for new people in the real estate business in places like property management, project management, leasing, and new site development. That's right. It's out there for you now. And then we talked with Brian Gale. Brian told us that the office market is strong, that the time when the lowest deals in the market are over, that if you want to lease some office space, you better do it now because prices are going up, and it's something that you need to do. We've also learned what not reading the customer can do to you. We have to see the response that's been going on in the marketplace for the Florida Marlins, and the fact that they've stepped on their public relations gaffe here has just been a very difficult thing for many of the fans to tolerate. The baseball commissioner says that he's going to allow the trade to go through. I certainly understand that. But you've got to realize that the Marlins need to do a little bit more of a taking of the pulse of their fan base and at least explain what they're doing with that money, at least tell people that they're going to use it to make the team better, that they're not just taking it and putting it in their pockets. The Dolphins, on the other hand, have been on the upswing. While attendance has been down at the Dolphin games this season, and they've been shown to be one of the seven professional sports teams that have been losing fans the most dramatically, you've got to admit that the product on the field is improving. I really enjoy going to this Dolphin games. We're having a lot of fun with everybody that goes with us each week, our contest winners and the like. And I must tell you that you've got to go out there and be part of the home field advantage. If you've been or you haven't been, now's the time to go see the NFL. Go see the Dolphins. This is the best week to go. So far this season, we've got the New England Patriots in town. We're going to upset them this week. I'll be there as part of the home field advantage. Johnny will be there tweeting with me. Juan's always got the opportunity to go. We're going to have a great time and join us. I want to make sure that I thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, True North Financial, of course, the Miami Dolphins, and Best Roofing. In fact, shout out to Best Roofing. We really appreciate what you've done for us in the storm season that's just passed. Social Media 305, keep tweeting, Johnny. Berger Singerman, thank you for your business, Berger Singerman, and the Aztec Group. That's right, Ezra Katz, thank you so much. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, appreciate that, and U Health as always. And a big special thank you to all of our listeners. Thanksgiving, I gave thanks to you. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. See you next Thursday. You don't pull the mask off, old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim.